This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here on this live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And Richie hosts his own show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
You guys did a show yesterday?
I did it partially last night and partially this morning. My co-host was...
It's so nice to have podcasts, right? Yes. You can just record it whenever you feel
yep,
like it.
Yep, that was it. I was getting tired, wanted to watch a movie and go to bed.
Yeah,
and
finish this later.
Yep, my co-host had some parties to attend, and we weren't going to be able to connect at a reasonable hour.
Cause yeah, we don't want you guys to have to do a whole show together in one time. I mean, yeah, take some time off.
No, when he's around, we do it in one shot. We rarely, I don't think we've ever split it up mm-hmm. when he's on. But when I have to do it by myself, then yeah, I take my time. I, you know, hit the record button. I talk for a little bit, and I, you know, get up and grab a drink and do other things around the house, and then I go back and record some. At some point together, it turns into an hour's worth of me yapping.
Check him out. He's Richie Rich over at anarchistexperience.com.
That's correct.
And you can subscribe to a podcast there.
It's everywhere. Like it's on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. There's a RSS feed somewhere out there.
Excellent. So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. You are welcome to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We were just discussing the military. Actually, throughout most of the show, we've been talking about military-related news stories. One about a psychopath, alleged psycho chief in the Navy who was shooting innocent people, stabbing a teenage boy to death in front of his cohorts, and his cohorts ended up turning him in. And now that case is developing. Also, the military forming an esports team. 7,000 in the Army competing for 30 different full-time positions. So
esports in general is taking off. Like, I'm impressed.
Have you do you follow this?
I do not follow it. I look at it. I forget where was that. Somewhere on the in the eastern coastal region, they're building like an esports arena.
There's a few of them.
Okay,
being, as I understand it, being built. I think there's one in Vegas being
giant
built.
Land parties.
Basically, that's what we're talking about here.
Right, but getting paid for giant LAN parties now in yeah. big arenas and televised events.
Yeah, they had a they had an episode of React, which is one of the channels on YouTube where, you know, they got different age reactors reacting usually to media of some sort, but sometimes they'll play video games. And so they had like a professional gamer, like one of these esports team guys come yeah. in, and I forget which game it was. I don't know if it was Overwatch or something like that. But anyway, they brought this guy in, and it was like teens versus a pro gamer. So, you know, like teenagers generally have more time to play video games, so they tend to be better.
Yeah.
So, like, if, you know, if yep. we get into a game and there's a bunch of teens in there, we're probably going to get our butt
right.
handed to us.
Oh, like, man. Oops.
Me and my buddies tried to jump in on an online game of Rocket League mm-hmm. at one point. And
this is a game where you're in a car hitting a ball on a...
it's like okay. a soccer field.
Soccer course, basically. Okay, right.
And, you know, we're just beginners. We picked up the game, had some fun with it yep. when my son was around because, like, he wanted to play it. And we got into a game with a very highly ranked other guy on the other team. And his, I swear to God, his car, like, never touched the ground.
He just pwned you.
He was like a one-man operator. He never landed. And he was the only person to touch the ball.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
Amazing to watch. Frustrating to play against, but amazing to watch.
Yeah.
It's the amazing to watch part that kind of baffles me. I'm 48 years old, and I've played a lot of video games.
Yeah.
Console, online.
You were growing up in the 80s.
What's that? Yeah, I grew up in the 80s. And I do not understand getting on some streaming channel and watching somebody play a video game.
Okay.
I just don't get it.
Well, I can understand why people do it, because they don't want to play the game themselves, but they still want to see the game. They want to, maybe if it's a story-like kind of game, they want to see the story unfold.
So
they,
kind of like a review?
But more so than that, because you're seeing every bit of it if you watch the whole thing from start to finish. But also, there's the reaction aspect to it, to where, like, this is why PewDiePie supposedly is a big deal, I guess, is what I've heard at least, because he's particularly reactive, right? Like, he'll go, ah! You know, he'll emote in sort of noticeable ways, right? Like, he'll get attention for that. And so watching the person who's playing the game react to the game can be entertaining if the person is entertaining in their reactions. It could be that the person wants to see the game without having to pay for the game, maybe get a taste for what the game might be like without actually having to, sit down and throw down $60 for the thing.
Well, I also had friends when I was, a kid and played video games, and not all the games we played were multiplayer games.
You'd sit and watch.
We'd sit and watch, and then he would play his,
yep.
Right, and then pass the controller to me, and I would either continue on or load
but
up
my
But
that's still
food.
Different than what we're talking about here,
well,
right?
It's the enjoyment
you're
of watching
the
game.
Room
right.
With your friend. Many of the people that you're watching on the internet, you've never met and never will meet.
That's true. I think that just might be cultural, right? Because there's not a lot of multiplayer games that you do on a single TV.
These days, yeah.
If the personality of the person is big enough, I think you could make the argument. I did enjoy watching my friend play Crash Bandicoot back in the day. He was just so much better than I was.
Sitting in the same room.
Sitting in the same room.
Yeah.
He was just so much better than
right.
I was. That
so you can appreciate his finesse.
Right. But
acumen.
At that point, I knew how to play the game. I knew how mm-hmm. to at least play it poorly.
Mm.
And I understood, well, I couldn't get past that. It took me forever to get past that, or whatever the situation was. So, just picking up. My son watches people play video games all the time. He's never played. He played with me for the very first time a couple of weeks ago, Minecraft on survival mode. But he's played the other version where it's just like creative mode is what it's called, where
mm-hmm.
you just build things.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
He builds lots of things. He builds all kinds of stuff. But he's afraid of getting killed and destroyed by zombies or whatever the thing is. And I'm like, come on, let's get this thing. We'll load it up on Daddy's computer. We'll get plenty of render here, and we're gonna kill some zombies, son. And
Daddy's got your back.
I'll tell you who had whose back here. He's like, get this thing, get that thing, put it, do this. We'll make a forge, and then now you got a pick, and you can at least cleave him in the forehead. So I wouldn't have had anything to attack the zombies with if it hadn't been
for
that. So I mean, all of his
teamwork.
Yeah. Well, he had the skills. He understood how to do this. He reads books and books on how to make melds that he'll never make.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Books.
Oh yeah, they've got lots of books.
Like physical books or online?
Jack loves physical books, and we buy lots of them for him.
When you say he'll never make because he isn't doing it now, or he has no interest in actually going through with that process?
Well, I loaded that game of Minecraft up, and he hasn't asked to play again.
Okay. Fair enough.
So would you say that
he's 11 years old.
So would you say that your son does more watching of games being played versus actually playing them?
Yes.
Like 90-10, 80-20, 70-30? How much time is he... one to the other, do you think?
50-50.
So about half and half.
Yeah, he plays games that he can get apps that he can get on for his iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Major Destruction and things like that.
So he's playing iPad games, the more simple games. He's watching other people play more detailed computer games on streams. Okay. And he doesn't have his own computer, or does he?
He
like a sit-down computer with a mouse keyboard?
He has a laptop.
I can't see why anybody would want to play a game on a laptop personally, but some people do it.
Depends how good the game is.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's an older game,
you could get away with it, but still, you got a mouse. You can't use the laptop trackpad or anything.
Well, you
can
plug a mouse to a
useless.
Laptop.
Right.
It's mostly processing and graphic power.
That's true. I can understand it, Mark. It's just it's a newer thing. It's one of those things that younger people are really
into. For a while.
Twitch came out in, 2011 or something like that, I think?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I think it did.
But competitive gaming has been around, since, the LAN party days.
Right.
And it's slowly and steadily turned into, you could maybe make a career out of this.
They are making careers out of it.
Baffles me.
And the more interesting thing is there's actually women involved as well, which, of course, you'd never see them in a LAN party back in the 1990s. It was all, skinny or overweight computer nerds who were male, and they'd lugged their big monitors down to some part. I actually never went to one of these back in the day.
I'm really stunned.
Yeah, never did.
Me neither.
I didn't run in those circles. I was a computer guy, but I never really, was going to, lug a computer over somewhere just to sit down and...
Didn't have enough friends for a LAN party?
It would have been so much easier with a laptop.
There you go. But I also couldn't afford anything like a laptop back then. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So now the U.S. military getting involved. 7,000 active-duty soldiers are competing for 30 full-time positions. Does that mean that there's 7,000 soldiers who are actually competing in games? Are they having, like, a massive tournament inside the U.S. military?
How
what
else are you
going to
know? How else are you going to know who's qualified?
Right.
What are your credentials, son?
Yeah. How many headshots did you get in the game? It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Talking about the military, specifically the Army, looking to recruit young people, specifically gamers, by forming an esports team. They have 7,000 active duty soldiers competing to fill just 30 full-time positions by playing games like Call of Duty, Fortnite, and League of Legends, ultimately hoping to compete in esports tournaments around the country with the purpose of course, recruiting people into young men and women into the military, which I don't think they should do. I think they should, you know, find something productive to do with their lives. I understand why people join the military. I, at one time, considered doing it. I'm grateful that I made the decision not to.
Yeah, the uniform's better than, like, McDonald's.
Yeah, but you won't die at McDonald's, likely. You might burn your hand in a fryer or something like that, but it's not going to be, you know, like...
Don't eat too much of the food.
Life-threatening. Right. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, the House Democrats in Washington, D.C. have a slight problem about impeaching Donald Trump, and that is finding an impeachable offense that they can prove he did. You see, and, you know, of course, if they make it up, then he would say that it's a trumped-up charge. But what they need to do, instead of subpoenaing Mueller and all these other guys to committees, they need to subpoena Donald Trump to the House Oversight Committee, subpoena him, and if he doesn't show up, they can impeach him for that. And if he does show up, they'll be able to impeach him for lying under oath, because that's what he does. And they can count on that. They know he's going to lie about it, because that's what he's all about, is one lie after another.
Well, and they still have to prove it somehow.
But they'll be able to prove it, and it's, see, because even if they impeach him, then it goes over to the United States Senate, and it's the Republicans in charge of the Senate. So it has to be a valid, you got to have some proof there to get past the senators. And some of them, of course, you know, it's worse than the fully informed jury, because they don't care how strong the evidence is. They're Republicans, so they're going to acquit him anyway. And if it's a Democrat being impeached, and it's a Democratic Senate, they don't care how strong the evidence is.
Wouldn't that set a bad precedent for future Democratic presidents as well, though? Because all politicians lie, and if that's all it took to impeach one,
then they should impeach them all. But remember, impeachment doesn't necessarily mean removal from office now, does it?
That conviction by the Senate means removal from office, and that requires two-thirds of the United States Senate. So you have to have some pretty solid proof. But they'll have to come up with some pretty good questions, and then when he'll say one lie after another, and then they can impeach him for that.
According to, Google here, how many presidents have been impeached in the United States? Only two have been impeached. According to this, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, and neither of them were convicted by the Senate. So it's never happened. That any president, sitting president, has been removed from office. Thanks, Tom, for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on the TuneIn app. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I see you guys had done, or your friend had done a clip on this Sheriff Heath White that's charged, he's now charged in New Mexico with six felonies for taking, we talked about before, Sheriff Heath White in Torrance County, New Mexico, former sheriff, he quit his sheriff job because he got hired to be a judge in the Torrance County Court. And after he left the sheriff's department, the sheriff's position, he was replaced by the new sheriff, and the new sheriff did an audit of materials and found that there was discrepancies, and there were $162,000 worth of guns and night vision and shelving and generators is all missing, and they found it all.
Need a Navy accountant to keep track of all the ammunition.
Yeah, and The news is that previously he had not yet been charged, so now he's been charged.
Okay.
It was interesting to note that he was never arrested.
What's the charge? Embezzlement?
It's right here. Receiving stolen property and, let me get the exact, 6 felonies, including embezzlement over $20,000, making or permitting false public voucher, and receiving stolen property. Which he himself stole it. He stole it, right. And then he received it. if convicted, up to 17 years. But what was interesting is he was never arrested for this. You know, the rest of us might have been arrested if we had done that. But he's just allowed to just show up, never arrested, just show up to his arraignment.
Was he
and,
indicted?
Apparently there was pardon?
I was saying he must have been indicted if there was an arraignment.
Yeah, he was apparently was indicted, like I said, on these 6 felonies, and he was never arrested, allowed to show up on his own to the arraignment. Yeah. His attorney said some interesting things. His attorney is Sam Bregman, said, you know, every community has their famous lawyers. Well, Sam Bregman is one of the top, was probably the top one lawyer. Pardon?
Saul, you mean?
Saul?
Saul Goodman?
Saul Goodman, yep. Sam Bregman, Saul Goodman.
Uh-huh.
anyway, funny note about, or an interesting note anyway about Bregman. His kid, I forget his first name, but his kid, Bregman, is on the Houston Astros. His rookie year, they won the World Series. What was that, last year? Side note. But anyway, the attorney says, we've already done our preliminary investigation, and there's a defense to all of these allegations, that this $162,000 worth of gear that was at his home and at this guy's business all explainable, I guess. And he says that the guy has done nothing illegal, and so far they've only recovered the $162,000.
He was just keeping it at his house for safekeeping. I mean, he didn't want any of the cops to steal it out of the evidence locker, so he just kept it at his garage. I mean, clearly that's
right.
What it's
about. Well, they've only recovered $32,000 worth of that $162,000 worth of gear. And,
well, he was really keeping it in a secret, you know, safe location. Again, it's very important.
It's just bad accounting.
Just write it off as a
at his old mill feed store. Apparently, when he wanted a piece of equipment, he would give a purchase order, whatever, to his assistant. The assistant would make arrangement for him to either go pick it up locally or she would order it online. And when it was ordered online, a good majority or good percentage of the time, if not all of the time, it was delivered to the old mill feed store, which is owned by the sheriff the sheriff at the time. And apparently there's some records at the feed store showing that there were firearms that were there that had been sold, firearms that were purchased with the county money that had been sold through the feed store. And
wow.
Apparently the money pocketed.
The salary he makes as a sheriff just wasn't enough. He had, you know, the ridiculous salary likely that he makes as a sheriff.
I do sort of feel for you. With you've got all these firearms sitting in there, why not sell them? I mean, they're just going to waste sitting in the evidence locker.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate the update on that story. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's the Live Sunday Edition. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some
passengers who survived the fiery landing of a Russian Aeroflot plane have reportedly said the plane was hit by lightning while it was in the air. Aviation expert Richard Quest describes the video of the plane's shaky approach to the Moscow runway. No flames can be seen until it bounces, and then a fire appears.
It says it's been hit by lightning. Requests immediately to return to Moscow. Comes round, does one loop. It lands, bounces up again, crashes down.
He says that was when they could see the fire. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a full investigation. House Democrats continue to demand the release of the full unredacted Mueller report and have set a tentative date of May 15th for Special Counsel Robert Mueller to testify. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. It's live Sunday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm.
Freedom Fest. Free Talk Live is going to be there this year. It's going to be a great event. It's always a great event. This year's theme is the Wild West. Liberty and opportunity or lawlessness and violence. Pendulette, Lenore Scanese, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist. It's a star-studded panel there. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals, just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. If you use coupon code FTL50, you get a discount. Who doesn't like a discount? A $50 discount. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Maybe you're not convinced. You want to think about it. Here's a great way to think about it. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and watch the five best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all of them free. Freedomfest.com/FTL. We'd love to see you there July 17th through the 20th in Las Vegas. Can't beat that. Freedomfest.com/FTL.
So we've been kind of looking at the video game business here, and it's, when we were growing up, it was just kind of like a fun thing to do with your friends or to kill some time, you know, on a weekend before you got to go back to school.
Yep.
Go to the, remember going to the video rental store and renting video games?
I was never a renter. I was a buyer.
Really?
Make a
list. You never rented a game?
I may have, but it wasn't my thing. I would rent movies and, you know, and video games. It was just... Now it's added to the collection.
I would never rent. No, I mean, I'm not a renter by nature, and everything I've read
even
about
as
renting.
A kid, you didn't rent.
No.
Wow.
We didn't. We couldn't rent. I'm sorry.
That was how you tried out a game.
As a kid, there weren't video game rentals when I was a kid.
Really?
See, I own some terrible games.
True. You would have been a teenager in the late 80s, right?
Yeah, I wasn't playing video games as a teenager.
Gotcha.
I was getting in trouble.
So, yeah, good point.
Getting told that this would never amount to anything and to read a book and study.
Right. I mean, right. Who would have thought that you'd ever been able to make actual money besides being a programmer for a game?
Sure.
Now, of course, you've got these gamers that are in esports teams and all that. But let's look at the programming side of things. There's a story I've had in the New York from the New York Times for a little bit here that I've been wanting to share. It's about this guy who is mad about the working conditions for programmers in some of the biggest game companies out there.
Leave.
And he's saying it's time to unionize.
It's got a bad reputation.
The video game industry is richer than it's ever been. Its revenue in 2018 was $43.8 billion. And remember, it was like a decade ago when we announced here the news that the U.S. video game market had exceeded Hollywood movies as far as its revenue was concerned. So I don't know how it compares today. I suspect it's significantly more at this point than what Hollywood movies pull in.
I don't know. Endgame just did $2 billion.
And that's possibly the biggest one ever.
It's approaching there.
I thought it was $1.2 billion.
It broke that. It broke through that. That was opening weekend.
Okay.
Wow.
Where a week later, it busted through $2 billion.
And this is global, right?
This
global?
Is the second highest grossing film in history.
Adjusted for inflation?
Yes. Titanic. It just beat Titanic.
Really?
Star Wars, we're coming for you.
Is Star Wars number one? I thought it was Gone with the Wind.
I'll take a look.
Okay. The
highest grossing. Okay.
Okay. The video game industry, $43.8 billion in 2018. Recent report estimated thanks in large part to hugely popular games like Fortnite and Call of Duty. These record-breaking profits could have led one to think the people who develop video games have it made.
Fortnite is a giveaway game, too. That's all microtransactions.
That's true.
You can play that for free.
But the bloodbath began. In February, Call of Duty's publisher Activision Blizzard laid off 8% of its staff, or nearly 800 workers, in a cost-cutting massacre. A few weeks later, the game studio ArenaNet cut dozens of positions, while smaller layoffs hit companies like Valve and the digital store operator GOG. And just last week, which I think stands for Good Old Games, the video game giant Electronic Arts announced it was laying off 350 people across the globe.
I don't think there's a lot of gamers too hurt about that one. EA's got a poor reputation right now.
This brutal start to the 2019 followed the closures of major game companies like Telltale, the makers of games based on The Walking Dead, and Capcom Vancouver, the large studio behind the popular action series Dead Rising in 2018. All in all, thousands of video game workers have lost their jobs in the last 12 months. In many of these cases, laid-off employers had no idea, or employees, rather, had no idea what was coming. One developer at a major studio told me in February, writes the article here at New York Times, that he and his colleagues had been crunching, which is what they call putting in long hours, including nights and weekends, for a video game release, only to be told suddenly that security was waiting to escort them off the premises.
That's not a cool way to do it.
No. Worker exploitation. Well, it's not a cool way to do it, but unfortunately, you kind of have to. I can understand why they do it that way, because the last thing you want is some employee who's got a hair up his butt deciding to go ahead and, with his last day on the job, since he's got a few hours, go ahead and scrap every bit of code that is in the production system or whatever.
No, I get that. But
it sucks, though.
To be putting in long hours, to be passionate about something that you're doing, and then to be escorted.
It sucks.
Yeah.
There's no way that it feels good. There's no way. Worker exploitation.
Whenever you, it's like breaking up with somebody. Whenever it's not your idea, it stinks.
Yep.
I mean, even if you were going to break up, even if you were going to quit.
And they beat you to it.
And they beat you to it. It doesn't feel good because they beat you to it. So it's not fun getting fired, but that's the way it is.
I think a lot of times, I've been fired enough times that, you can kind of see it coming in a lot of cases. Like, you have to have done something to warrant the firing, but to be working hard, to think you're doing your job, and then to be escorted from the premises doesn't sound like, you know, bad employees were, you know, getting terminated for poor performance in some form, right, or violating policy.
Executives, says here, worker exploitation has always been part of the video game industry's DNA. Executives with multi-million dollar stock packages often treat their employees like Tetris pieces to be put into place as efficiently as possible, then promptly disposed of. For many kids who grew up with controllers in their hands, being a game developer is a dream job. So when it comes to talent, supply is higher than demand. Some people who make, and I think the same thing's true of video game streaming, right? Like, there's literally millions of game streamers out there. Some of them are hugely popular, and the rest of them, not so much. Some people who make video games receive decent salaries and benefits. For instance, he says experienced programmers at the richest studios can make six figures, but many do not. Quality assurance testers, those who play a game repeatedly in order to spot glitches before they're found by consumers, can make as little as $10 an hour. For those living in expensive cities like Los Angeles, working extensive overtime can be the only way to make ends meet. By comparison, Activision Blizzard's chief executive, Bobby Kotick, made $28.6 million
in
2017.
Well, spread that around.
Well, a quality control person who's playing a video game for a living isn't, I mean, I don't know what to say, but that's, is how much do you want to pay this person?
I would say a lot, because when you ship a buggy game, that's one thing that stands out above anything else.
Put a bunch of people on it and see what they report.
That's what betas are. That's where they release the game publicly. Public beta allows people
big
to
games
report
don't do
bugs.
Public betas.
Some do.
Very few.
Well, anyway, this, you've already predicted where this is going here, Richie. This is the attitude of the CEOs are evil.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need to, you know, screw the CEOs and give the game testers all the money.
Right. The people who are playing video games for a living, they should get more money or something.
Well, I'm not saying they should get more money. What I'm saying is I would say that that job has value.
All jobs have value. That's why they pay them.
But the reason why it's only
$10
an hour.
That will play a video game
right.
for a living.
Okay.
I mean, if your choice is getting your arms burned on a fry cooker or playing a video game, perhaps a video game seems attractive.
Understood. Right. But my point is that when you have low-quality employees doing lower-value tasks and then you ship a buggy game, that definitely affects the performance and sales of that game.
Smart people in roles are valuable no matter what role they do. However, they're liable to get promoted up through the ranks relatively quickly.
All right, there's more coming up here. He has a solution. He thinks the game industry should unionize. What do you think about it? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, enough time for you if you jump on the phones right now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping to build one. It's a Liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. And as at its core, it's a directory for events and businesses and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect that you can connect and share with others. Use Liberty.menu, the use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarious ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And use code FTL. You get a free special badge. It's Liberty.menu.
We're talking about video games, Activision, Blizzard, making big money. $28.6 million was what they paid the chief executive, Bobby Kotick. But the guy at the New York Times, who I believe is a programmer for games, his name is Jason Schreier. He's the author of Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, the triumphant, turbulent stories behind how video games are made. He says that game programmers need to unionize, and we'll get into that here. Saying that the chief executive, in addition to the $28.6 million, also included cash, stock, and other compensation, 306 times the median Activision employee salary. He says there's only one way for these workers to push back against the way they're exploited. While franchises like Call of Duty churn out money for those at the very top, unionization.
I think you covered it earlier when you said that it's a supply and demand issue, right? They're not exploited. They're just easily replaceable because there's so many other people wanting that job.
But what is exploitation? Is it paying somebody the lowest possible wage for the job that they do? Is that exploitive, or is that just what the market will bear?
I think the exploitation comes into the fact that they're required to work long hours above and beyond what they may have signed up for,
right,
initially, and then threatened with termination if they don't put in the extra effort above me on the contract.
I'm willing to call, if we're going to use this term exploitation, it either has a definition or it doesn't, right? It's many times used just to say, that they're employed, right? They employed and exploited is
underpaid.
A synonym. Underpaid, whatever. They'll often use this terminology. However, I'm going to say that words have meanings, so let's come up with a meaning for exploited. Exploited means you're told to, at the pain of being fired, told to do more, different, and longer things than you were told when you got hired.
Now, are these guys hired on a salaried basis? They must be, right? Because you don't want to pay a programmer hourly, because then they're just going to take their sweet time on doing everything. So you want to, you're hiring them to do a certain task, and if they need to get that, if there's a deadline and they haven't gotten the task done, then that's when they got to do the crunch time, right? Like, that seems like it would be an expected part of this job.
I think at the higher level programmers, you're probably right. But if you're talking about, the $10 an hour game testers.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about, he's specifically talking about programmers in this case. I mean, game testers probably aren't putting in crunch time as much as the programmers are, but I don't know. I'm speculating to some extent here. I've never worked in the industry. If you have and you want to comment, you're welcome too. He says the idea of unionization only recently began building momentum. In 2018, the grassroots organization Game Workers Unite began encouraging game studio employees across the world to unionize. At the annual Game Developers Conference in San Francisco last month, union organizers hosted several sessions on how workers might start unions at their own companies. They also passed around cards comparing the salaries of industry executives to those of the developers who work underneath them. One stated that Andrew Wilson, the chief executive of Electronic Arts, made $35.7 million in 2018, while the average worker at the company got $93,336. By no means a pittance.
No.
I mean, what's the typical wage in the United States? 30?
Yeah, something like 30. Where are these people? Where do they work?
Electronic Arts, one of the biggest.
California, most likely.
California? Yeah. Depends on the
they
city.
Have different studios in probably around the world.
If they're in San Francisco, that 93 might not be worth as much as we think.
Well, still, that's the average worker at that company. Another said Tim Sweeney, the chief executive of Fortnite's developer, Epic Games, has a net worth of over $7 billion. Now, that's different than what he's making. So far, progress has been slow. While game workers have become more likely to voice support for unionization on social media and in private gatherings, no major studio in the United States has seen an attempt to organize yet. The author here says he doesn't work in video games, but as a journalist who writes about them and is part of the union, I've seen benefits of organization firsthand. He says in 2018, our union was able to negotiate the layoffs, but the layoffs many of my colleagues faced into buyouts. Like journalists, workers in the video game industry will be better off when they're able to leverage their talent and experience to demand better conditions from the executives who profit off of their work.
I don't particularly have a problem with unions.
Me neither.
What happens oftentimes is that unions will ask too much, and like there's this give and take, and I think that there are people that are working within this industry are probably substandard, right? Somebody is below average.
Sure. Right.
Half of these programmers that we're hearing about here are below average. And
they're turning in buggy code. They're not.
Right. They're just not as good. They're coming in. Hungover, they're coding stoned,
right.
Whatever it is they're doing, they're thinking about their girlfriend.
Not that coding stone's necessarily a bad thing.
It probably happens a lot.
I don't know.
Great older games.
But I will say that, it's the ones who are doing the job and doing it well that deserve the good pay, and the unions don't always look at it that way. They look at everybody's work as the same.
Which isn't fair to the ones who are good and deserve to get paid more
right. Because
of that. And then you also have the problem with unions teaming up with the government to get special dispensation for themselves. You've also got the problem of the people running the unions are getting paid very, very well. They're getting all these union dues, for instance, and what are they really doing for it?
Right, unions supporting politicians that will then support them. I think unions should be something that exists outside of politics, but they don't seem to do that for very long.
And on top of that, you've also got the issue of unions forcing people into the union, there's certain terminology for it.
Right to work is when you don't have to do the...
Right, so there's states that aren't right to work,
right.
Which means that if a union is formed in your workplace, you then have to join it. So even if you're like, I don't feel like I'm going to benefit from this...
I can negotiate better on my own.
Right, no thanks. They're like, well, sorry, if you're going to keep working here, then you've got to pay in, you've got to pay up.
The argument there... And I think it's completely a fair argument, not to say that people shouldn't have, should be forced to join their, the union club or whatever, but I think it's a fair argument, is that if the union is bargaining and you're benefiting from that bargaining, then you should have to pay.
Why would you have to benefit if you weren't part of the union?
Because
they wouldn't have to pay you the same wage as they pay the other
baseline.
People. Yeah, it sets a baseline. You're going to figure that out really quick.
One common argument by critics of unionization is that it won't prevent layoffs or studio shutdowns. It won't automatically provide money to struggling companies or force Mr. Kotick to take a lower salary. And that's true, of course, but unions will open lines of communication between workers and management. Unions will allow video game workers to negotiate guaranteed severance packages, mandatory paid overtime, stronger benefits, better salaries, notification before layoffs, and fair crediting policies. Another argument is that if American workers unionize, companies will just turn to cheaper countries. Anyone who's ever glanced at a video game's credit section knows that companies are already doing that to some extent. But it would be prohibitively expensive for a company like Activision to simply pack up shop and move all of its developers from North America and Europe to a cheaper area, not just in cash, but in terms of lost institutional knowledge. Besides, in the ideal version of the scenario, game developer shops all across the world would also be organizing, allowing them to all stand in solidarity together.
Uh-huh.
That's a bit of a
Rockstar
grand vision.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean, really? The game developers in the United States are going to stand with the game developers in Bangladesh?
Yeah, no.
No, they're gonna. The Bangladeshi is gonna undercut them, and if there are, you know, I don't know how many game developers there are in Bangladesh, but no, that's not gonna work.
So, he says it's prohibitively expensive for a company to pack up shop. Well, that depends. I mean, it's not like Activision has to move a manufacturing facility. You know, it's not like moving, and this has happened, right, where manufacturing has moved out of the United States, has moved over to these other countries, so. Even though that's an incredible cost to shut down an entire factory, sell or move the equipment from in that factory, build a whole new facility in some other country, and move product, you know, move the manufacturing facility, they do it all the time. Gaining? I mean, the only argument he has is the institutional knowledge side of the argument.
There's that. That's all he's got. This is relatively easy to do. So if you say you're Activision, I guess, is the, the one we're going with here. You just begin setting up.
In another country.
In another country. Yeah. So you take some of your talents you think are their best at instruction, and you send them over, and then you
pay them a little more, fire the other guys.
You're not firing anybody at this point. You're just opening another shop where they're doing more stuff. You're producing twice as much stuff. Hopefully you get to that point where they can do that. When they do, you just start letting attrition work on your U.S. side, and you build up your
agency. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.